Hi, you're listening to ICANN with Dr. David Mulamo.
The Apostle Paul says, I press, I push, I posture towards a mark. Sounds like you as a goal-orientated person. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ says that his goal is to seek and to save those who are lost. I want to talk to you today about the importance of setting goals. There are many ways of defining success. One of my favorites is this. Success is a progressive accomplishment of worthy goals. Success is a progressive accomplishment of worthy goals. Success does not happen by accident. It happens by design. Any type of success starts with a mission, a specific goal accompanied by strong desire. Goals have been the starting place for every advancement in the history of mankind. Unfortunately, most people don't set goals for their lives, for their family, and even for their future. They just waste valuable oxygen and occupy space. There are reasons, though, why people don't set goals. People do not set goals maybe because they have not accepted personal responsibility for their lives. The starting point of all greatness, ladies and gentlemen, is the acceptance of 100% responsibility for your life. An irresponsible person is like a leaf blowing in the wind with zero hope and steering itself in a meaningless direction. You heard me right. An irresponsible person is like a leaf blowing in the wind with zero hope and steering itself in a meaningless direction. The next reason why people don't set goals is the fear of criticism, often developed during childhood. Parents, teachers, and other adults often discourage us by pointing out all the reasons why we can't achieve this goal or that goal. Their intentions are usually good. They don't want us to get our hopes up and then get disappointed. However, the end result is that we stop creating compelling goals and dreams of ourselves and our future because we don't want to experience the pain of having our dreams and our goals squashed. It is extremely challenging to become goal-directed in a world that is centered on limitation. Our peers, friends, and colleagues laugh at us when we talk about doing or becoming something they could not imagine for themselves. They have a way of dampening our goals, thus we play it safe and just don't set goals. The common reason why people don't set goals is that they simply don't know how. They never had any formal instruction on how to set goals, how to manage goals, and how to achieve personal goals. You may ask me a question, David Malapo, what is the importance of setting goals? My friend, when you set goals, you realize that there are also benefits of setting goals. You see, having goals can enrich your life in a number of ways. It can give you motivation because goals are the starting block of motivation. They will give you a reason to get off your bum and get moving. Goals will give you independence because goals will help you to take charge of your own life. Instead of following the crowd or wandering through life, goals will assist you to choose your own path, the one that will lead to personal fulfillment. Setting goals will give you directions because goals will give you that destination. Setting goals will give you meaning because goals will give you a sense of purpose for your life, for your family, for the relationships that you have. And goals will give you enjoyment, particularly to the young people. Young people, remember this, that goals are the antidote to the most dreaded of all social diseases. You say, David Malapo, what is the most dreaded of all social diseases? Here it is, boredom. Getting bored. How can one be bored when you have exciting things to do? Remember that goals will make your life more fun, interesting, and yes, even challenging. For goals to make a difference in your life, goals must be effective. You see, my friend, highly effective goals are written. This will help you to crystallize your thinking and give you a physical device for focusing your attention. Highly effective goals are stated in present tense. Refuse to use words like, I will do this. I will accomplish this. Why am I saying that you must refuse to use words like, I will do this, I will accomplish this? Simply because those kind of words will promote procrastination. But begin to use words like, I am doing this, I am accomplishing this, because highly effective goals are stated in present tense. Highly effective goals are also stated positively. Don't use words like, I no longer eat junk food. Rather, use words which are stated positively. Words like, I eat healthy. I eat nutritious foods. Highly effective goals are always stated positively. Highly effective goals are specific and measurable. There must be no fuzziness or ambiguity whatsoever in the statement of your goal. Goals like, I want to be happy, I want to have a better marriage, or I want to earn lots of money, just don't cut it. They offer no clear goal to shoot for. Vague and hazy objectives produce diluted results. Well, how therefore can you give us an example, David Malapo, of specific and measurable goals? Thank you so much for asking. Here are some thoughts. I want to reach and develop 1,000 youth leaders this year. I want to reach and develop 1,000 youth leaders this year. Those goals are specific and they are measurable. What about this one? I want to earn lots of money to build 5 children's homes. It's specific, it's measurable. You see, it is clear. My friend, clarity attracts. So the more vivid you are, the more you'll be focused on your goal. Highly effective goals are time-bound. Deadlines put positive pressure on you to take action. It is human nature to keep putting things off. Finally, highly effective goals are thoroughly planned. You need tangible steps for each of your goals. You should compile details, making a plan, writing out the activities, prioritizing your goals, revising them, improving them, monitoring and evaluating your goals. Remember to always motivate yourself to stick to your goals, because you can do all things through Jesus Christ, who is your strength.